Into and out of a moat, over a fence, smashing a glass door, a gorilla escaped yesterday from its enclosure at Boston's Franklin Park Zoo, and it is the second time in as many months that the ape known as Little Joe has gotten out. This time, two people were injured. One victim, a 2-year-old girl, needed stitches. Another was an off-duty zoo employee. Neither was seriously hurt, but as the Boston Globe's Douglas Belkin tells us, it took about 50 police and zoo officials 2 hours to subdue 300-pound Little Joe with tranquilizers.
This gorilla is particularly strong and agile and was able to crawl up a wall that was supposed to be gorilla-proof, but was not.
I gather it was supposed to be gorilla-proof. It had been tested by rock climbers who had tried to get out of this thing, and they couldn't scale the wall?
Yeah, they weren't as agile as the gorilla, apparently.
Well, what did the gorilla do after he got out of his enclosure?
Apparently hit this woman and this 2-year-old girl, and then he got about a half mile, and he was tracked down by the environmental police and the Boston Police Department, and they tranquilized him. And he sort of stumbled around for a while until they were able to throw a net over him and bring him home.
And people saw this gorilla walking along the street, meanwhile, for a half a mile?
No, most of the time he was on a path, which is inside Franklin Park, and was not visible from the road. But he did, at one point, make it to the sidewalk and was apparently sitting next to a bus stop. And there are a number of people on the other side of the street who saw him there.
I gather people at the zoo, if not the people at the bus stop, were panicked by this.
People were terrified, as much by the word of mouth as actually seeing him. People were running around screaming, there's a gorilla out! And grabbing their kids and running inside.
There's a scene that you described, you and your colleague described in the Globe story about this, where he actually went up to the ticket taker's booth and sort of looked inside through the glass at the people who were inside.
Yeah, he was apparently just inches away, but there was glass in between him, and he lifted up his arms and postured a little bit and terrified them quite a bit.
They seemed to think that he wanted to get inside. They were saying, let me in.
Yeah, I don't know if he understood the concept of glass, why he couldn't walk through there, but he learned it.
Now, according to one account that I read, at least somebody who saw the gorilla walking around, it just didn't register that it was a gorilla with some people, and one person thought it was somebody in scuba gear or something like that.
It's true. A woman across the street from the park, he sort of peered out from the bushes. And he's a sort of a big figure, but she thought it was a man with a black overcoat on wearing a snorkel. She could only see him from a distance from across the street, and he was sort of obfuscated by some bushes at the time.
Somehow she thought it was more plausible that it was a man with an overcoat and a snorkel on than a gorilla walking around Boston.
Yeah, well, like, more people wear snorkels than there are gorillas, I guess.
Have the zoo officials decided that Little Joe is incorrigible, or are they just going to try again and try to make it harder to get out?
That is to be determined. He is going through adolescence, and they say he's so pumped up on hormones right now that he's just in a difficult time of life.
Seems to be making other people's lives difficult also while he's out.
He ruined a lot of days yesterday if you're a zoo official at Franklin Park.
So if I understand it, the theory there would be to wait for him to get more grown up and fatter so that he could no longer lift his body up out of the enclosure. That would be the let him grow out of this approach.
Yeah, and they can sequester him away from female gorillas, which apparently incites him a little bit as well. So there's a couple of things they can do so that he's a little calmer. And, of course, in a couple of years, he's supposed to be moved from Boston in, I guess, 3 years, so he may not be around.
You mean there's a zoo interested in taking him after this experience?
Maybe when he's more middle-aged.
Thank you very much for talking with us about this. Douglas Belkin, reporter for the Boston Globe.
Thank you, Robert.